and welcome to the Amy Edwards Show. I'm your host, Amy Edwards. So happy that you're here today. We are here to uplevel our lives in the most inflow way possible. And I invite you on every one of these episodes, first, to thank yourself for showing up, because when we show up for something, we're showing the universe that we are here for whatever is coming our way. We are taking action. And that is so important. Even when we're just taking action by listening to something, I think that that really, really matters. So pat yourself on the back today if you haven't yet, and tell yourself you're doing awesome, because you are. And I'm inviting you to take what works in all these episodes, or take what speaks to you and calls to your heart, and leave the rest, because sometimes we have those little pieces that we can incorporate into our lives and incorporate into our own methodology. And I don't know if you've ever read the book Steal Like an Artist by Austin Kleon, but it's fantastic. And it's all about taking the parts that work for us and incorporating them to our lives, and then reiterating them in our own beautiful way. So I just wanted to say that. It was kind of calling to me today to say that. So thank you for being here, everyone. And I'm so excited to welcome our guest today. Our guest is magnificent, and I just became connected with her, and I'm going to share how in just a moment. Hillary DeCesar, thank you so much for joining. Hillary is a neuroperformance master coach, three-time international best-selling author, including your Amazon bestseller, Relaunch. You are a business performance coach, sales and psychology expert, CEO of The Relaunch Co., and host of The Relaunch Podcast, among other things. And you are the creator of 3HQ. And I'm going to just let everyone know how this came into my field recently when we were on a call for the Own Your Worth experience coming up on International Women's Day, March 8th, and the weekend following in Las Vegas, hosted by Lauren LaHave, who's been a guest on this show. You are one of the speakers there. Welcome, Hillary. I'm so glad you're here. And here we are, tuning in and slowing down. And that's part of all of your messaging. And, you know, you've done so much in your life from what I've read about you and studied about you. And it's so impressive. But here you are really telling people how they can tune in more. And so I was hoping you would share some of just exactly what you've come to now and what your message is all about.
Well, Amy, and I think it is so relevant for right now, because so many of us, it's very easy to tune out. It's very easy to be in a place of being stuck or overwhelmed or underwhelmed, and to be willing to accept it. But then there are those outliers, those ones that I love to work with, which are, hey, I'm not willing to do that. I want to tune into success, to a successful vibration. And those are the people that really resonate with a whole concept that I actually have created over the last 20 years of being a coach. Originally, I was not in this field, but I was in corporate. And it was funny, because where I found myself when I was in high-tech giant Oracle is that I was there, but I felt like there was a little corporate guilt. I was in the office and I was guilty that I wasn't home with the kids. Then I was at home and I felt guilty that I was there. And I thought, you know what? What am I missing? What am I missing? And this, I think people in today's world, there's a real reason that I named my company 4 years ago, Relaunch. And a relaunch is, we talk a lot recently about pivots and about changing direction. And really a relaunch is, as we get into our, let's call it our mid-zone, middle life. And Brené Brown says it best. She says, midlife is 35 until you're dead. Okay, that is so perfect, because really we have such labels on ourselves that like, ah, is this all I can do at this time? And I have to say, when I started to look at my life and I was leaving corporate, I was starting my entrepreneurial journey, I wanted to figure out all of like, how do I really impact the direction of my future? How do I appreciate where I am at a certain time in my life? And then things start happening, right? Like you have parents that are getting older, you have kids that are moving on in their own life. You have relatives, you have your own health issues that can start to happen. And you realize that relaunches globally, professionally, personally, are kind of, it's like you're an asteroid. They're bombarding you. They're just, they're hitting you. And how do you rise to the occasion? How do you end up being able to actually want to continue running your business and not just be like, oh my God, too much, you know, have mercy, I'm done. You know, it's a tough process, and especially for women, because there's so much pressure on us to be everything to everyone.
Yeah, and I can really relate to what you were saying too about that turning around those moments when you're not happy anywhere. You know, I remember when I first got a divorce from my first husband, my daughter was about two, and I noticed that I was constantly either felt frustrated and tired and exhausted when she was there with me. And when she wasn't with me, I felt guilty. And I was like, I got to turn all this around. I got to appreciate when I'm with her and appreciate my time without her. And that was such a huge learning lesson in tuning into everything. I'm like, if I'm going to do it, am I going to love what I'm doing? Because so many times we don't. Our mind is somewhere else.
Well, and I think that we're told from a young age, be happy. Love everything, love your life, love your business, love your spouse, love your, you know, and it's not how we're actually wired. I mean, when you think about our thoughts, and there's new studies that now show there's over 6,000 thoughts that we have daily, and 85% are negative, we're hardwired for that negativity, looking for the negatives. And so it becomes, especially as we get older, and again, in the mid zone, it becomes really almost like what we are looking for, we will see. So when we start to have like one relaunch hit us after the next, and your situation, you know, very similar. I was divorced and then I ended up getting melanoma and had my grandparents died in a terrible fatal car crash. It was just
oh my gosh.
And there was a client who said, at one point, Hillary, you're like the relaunch queen. And initially I'm like, gosh, I really am. Like, I've really been through a lot of relaunches. There's not many that somebody will come and share with me that I'll be like, oh, I totally don't get it. And then all of a sudden I realized, wait a second. If I'm sitting here saying that, what am I attracting? I'm attracting more relaunches. I'm attracting more of that. So I thought, no. We're not going there. Instead, I'd rather be known as the CEO, the chief energy officer, because I've been through, you know, a lot of the head-based types of positions in my life, careers that are very much, you know, kind of that men's world that was during a very male-dominated time. And there I still remember one of my first jobs where I came in with a pantsuit on, and I'm thinking I look really great. I'm like, this is one of my best outfits I've ever, you know, bought. And the SVP, the senior vice president, comes up and says, I'm so sorry, but women are not allowed to wear pantsuits here. Must be dresses, 2 inches above the knee. And I'm like, what?
Like, my jaw is just like, oh, what? Like,
huh? And so, and people are like, what is this gal, 80? I swear to God, I'm not. It does sound a little bit like that. But it was so interesting because, you know, there comes that point, and we discussed, as you said, you heard me talking about an approach I call 3HQ. And the headquarters, the HQ, is really of yourself. And you've got your 3 H's, which are the head, the heart, and the highest self. And the highest self is merely the best version of you. Just that little thing, like where you're operating in such flow. But it was interesting that what happened was I started to feel very much during this time in my life that it was all head. Just like, oh my God, just get me through today. What do I need to do? I feel out of control. I was not loving my life at all. In fact, I could even say at that point, I was hating my life and I was hating myself. And so the thought, and I remember going to a Tony Robbins event where he was on stage and he was saying, you know, come on, everybody, we're going to, you know, we want you to love it. And I thought, oh my gosh, can't do it. I felt a little bit like Evel Knievel on the Grand Canyon. And I'm like, I can't go over that. I'll end up crashing and breaking every bone in my body. And so I decided at that point, what if I started with like? So instead of going from hate to love, let's just go hate to like. And I thought, okay, that's like, I took a big deep breath. And I'm like, this makes a lot more sense to me. And so out of that decision, 3HQ was born. And it was really, when you think about the 60s, 70s, 80s, it was all about IQ, right? How intelligent are you? You know, intelligent are you? How, what's your problem solving techniques? And then the 90s happened and it was all about EQ and that emotional connection. And then Sheryl Sandberg, former COO of Facebook Meta, came out with Lean In. And then there was the uproars, right? Like, oh, this isn't, you know, I'm leaning in. And I did a lot of lean ins. I was right there at the table. I was right there in the board meetings and realized yet again, I was in the wrong place. I wasn't supposed to be there. I got there, but it didn't feel right. It was out of 3HQ alignment. That's why I started to think, is there a way to combine all of these so that you can have the ability to reach success, whatever your lifestyle of success is? And it might be different for you and me and a listener out there, but really thinking about what is a lifestyle of success? What does that look like? What does the energy of success look like? What's the vibration of success? What does that look like? And that's really when 3HQ came to be. I had a client show up one day and said to me, you know, I just sold my business, $250 million, and I'm lost. And my marriage is suffering. My kid doesn't know me. And I don't know where to go. And I thought, all right, come on, 3HQ, do me right here. And so I did. I put him through the 3HQ formula, and it was like the lights came on. And I said, we're not going to do this. This is not going to be a long-term engagement of coaching. I want to try to get you to be at the loving of your life. We're going to move from you're really miserable, you're sabotaging yourself right now, to loving. You're willing to do it. And I remember he was just like, I'll do anything right now because I'm that miserable. I thought this is where I wanted to be in my life, all the money, all the everything that I have, and yet I'm miserable. And some people don't have that success yet, and you're still trying to figure out like, hey, I thought I'd be somewhere a little bit further than I am right now. And then there are the people who are successful in that sense of what they really wanted, and they're miserable. So I guess it really came to be 3HQ turned into something that people could really count on as a framework to get them through life's challenges, life's relaunches.
Because they're never going to stop. We're always going to have those. So how are we going to navigate in those moments? I think so many times we think that it's like in the future rather than, you know, right now, rather than whatever we're dealing with right now. And so, okay, so what is the process?
So first, you just reminded me, mm-hmm. when you say, you know, it's that whole thing about we're trying to move through either just to, again, be willing to go through like, oh God, this is the worst thing that's happening to me, this relaunch. And we just want to get through. And we stop acknowledging the things that are actually going for us. We stop acknowledging some of the really good things that are happening in our life. And I'll never forget when I was at Oracle, I had a very large transaction with a client, and the client gave me a bottle of Dom Perignon. I took it back to my office, put it on the top shelf, and I'm like, yes, I'm going to drink that when I close the next big deal. And then the next big deal happened. And then I said, I'm going to pop that when I get the promotion. Well, years later, when I was leaving Oracle and I noticed the bottle up on the top shelf, I got on my chair, stood up, grabbed it, all dusty, all dusty. And it really symbolized what we don't celebrate in our lives. We always think that it's that, you know, when I have this, then I'll be happy. When I have this, then I'll have that perfect relationship, that perfect job, that fill in the blank, everyone, right? And what really came out of that was I started to look at it from a neuroscience perspective. I'm that geek who I went in pre-med of college, quickly turned into psychology, and then I became like a junkie for anything neuroscience. And I thought, well, wait, how can I put together what people are starting to genuinely be interested in, or at least the people that are drawn to me, where it's that ancient wisdom meets modern day self-improvement and then neuroscience, and let's give everyone steps as well, because that's very much head-based, right? Steps and procedures of the 3HQ model. And that's when kind of the light bulb went off. That's when I started to see people who were previously struggling, feeling like their life was not on their chosen path or their purpose was missing, passion was missing. And that's when things started to just activate. And so when I started to move into this part of 3HQ, and I have, you know, every time you think about it, I'm a course junkie. I love courses. I love taking them. But the one thing I have really learned is that just because somebody gives you step 1 to 20 to 30 to 40 to 50 doesn't mean it's going to work for you, because there's so much more there. It's that heart-based. It's your own why. It's that own, hey, where are you still in sabotage mode, not the like mode? And then if you're not putting your head and your heart together, how can you expect to operate at that highest level where you're in flow, where you're energetically at that level where it's like you are, I call it in my relaunch book, you are this manifestation magnet. Things are just coming to you. And it was like I was Nancy Drew. Remember those old Nancy Drew books? And I'd be like, yes.
I love them.
Oh God, I love. And I had to start figuring out like, how do I do this? How do I help people figure this out and do it fast? Because I know neuroscience, you can change any of your limiting beliefs. You can. But it does take 62 to 67 days. That's just how we're wired. It takes that long to rewire your brain. So I thought, okay, if it takes that long, and yes, eventually you realize you got to take care of it and you got to understand that process. But I knew I needed to do something that was fast, that was reliable, and that people could end up using as what I believe is the number one business and life hack in the world. In the world, I literally have seen more people have incredible, like mind-bending types of experience using 3HQ, but they're using a tool I call the tune-in tool. And I think the easiest way, Amy, is to walk somebody through the tune-in process so that they can really understand how easy it is. And since there's only one other person on this show right now, guess who I would really love to take through it?
I'm guessing it's me. Yes.
Yes. Strike a pose, because this is all right. Where we're going.
Great.
So it's interesting, and I'm sure a lot of your audience has been hearing Albert Einstein said, you can't solve a problem at the conscious level it was created. Can't solve a problem at the conscious level it was created. So I got to say, if you don't keep it simple for me, I don't get it. Like, I need to have it just so simple. And so I have heard that for so long. And I was like, I have no idea what that means. Like, I don't get it. It doesn't make sense. And then one day, as I was explaining this process to a client, she said, you know, it kind of reminds me of what you're doing, the Albert Einstein quote. I'm like, oh my God, it's finally happened. The missing piece, right? Puzzle is now complete. And so what I want to be able to do is walk you through a process to tune in, to elevate your energy, that highest self, to a place where you start to be that law of resonance, resonating with your own success, resonating with what you're trying to go for. So as we do this, there is a vibration to success. And so that's where I want to take you. Okay, so take a deep breath because we're doing this. And everyone out there, if you are able to do this process too, don't think about what our, you know, Amy is saying. Think about what resonates with you. And you can pause it if you're able to do that later on as well. So step one of tune in has a lot to do with the head of the 3HQ, head, heart, highest self. And the head component is this. I'm going to ask you, what is your biggest challenge that's going on right now in your business? What is the biggest challenge? And it could be in your personal life. You can do this for all areas of your life. But Amy, what is your biggest challenge right now?
I would say my biggest challenge is I care so much about this podcast. It is my life. Like, I want to do this for a living and make a living at it and have it be, you know, quote unquote, successful, like successful by outside standards, not just like me doing it. And that can make me cry if I think too much about it. Like, I love it so much. And my voice is my medium. I have a radio background. Like, I'm all about it. And this, like, I want to be able to make a living at this. This, for many people, their podcast is like, sort of amplifies whatever it is they're doing. And not for me. For me to stay on track like this, this is it. I want to help people in this way, this free way. And I like it, just, that's it for me. Mm-hmm. And the fact that it's not at the level of success that I dream of, really just sometimes if I focus too much on that outside success, it can break my heart. And I'm like, why? So, and I'm not, you know, earning the amount that I would, that, you know, I hear about other podcasts. Oh, they're making $45,000 a month. And I'm like, wow. You know, I'm like, that's okay. That's possible, you know? And so, yeah, so there you go.
So good. Because you just gave me, okay, and I wasn't going to go there, but I'm going to, because okay. I think everyone can be listening and hear this. We have something in our brains called the hormones and neurotransmitters. And there are four that we've all heard of: dopamine, oxytocin, serotonin, and endorphins. And when I do this process of tune in, I don't even a lot of times explain what's really happening in the brain. But because of where you just went, I call it the daily dose, D-O-S-E, dopamine, oxytocin, serotonin, and endorphins. Step one allows for you to actually release dopamine. And that is your reward drug. It's like a hormone that's like, yeah, I want to give you that. And so as you gain clarity right there, and as you shared it, you were actually getting a dopamine hit.
Oh, great. Okay.
Some get a dopamine hit when you look at your social media. You actually got it from just being clear on a challenge that's going on in your life. It was beautiful. I'm like, bam. So now that's step number one. So everyone, just remember, it is, what is a challenge? And then we go into step number two. And step number two is change the channel. We talk about 3HQ. We talked about step one is head-based. Now we're going to bypass the heart and go straight for the highest self. And the highest self is where you're in that flow state. But it's also, as I mentioned, the daily dose, D-O-S-E. It's when you're going to connect with oxytocin, the hormone that's about bonding, about love. And so I want you right now, in order to change the channel, we're going to do it with music. And okay. In order to do that, I need you to be, what song, when you hear it, it just lights you up? Like, what would that song be?
It's a song from the Trolls soundtrack. I think it's Trolls 2. And it's like, side, and it's like SZA and JT. And okay. I love it. It puts me in the best mood every time I listen to it. You know it? Do you know it?
I totally do. And here's the best part. You said it puts me in the best mood whenever I listen to it. And what we're trying to do right now is energetically, we know that when you are confused or challenged emotionally, that has a vibration. So we want to elevate you. We want to get you up to that higher level so that you are vibrating with success. So what I want you to do is, neuroscience says, you have to have this song. You have to hear it, think about it for at least 20 seconds to change your state. So you could do this out loud, or you could do it in your head. And right now, since we're on a show, we're going to do it in your head. And I want you to, the other side, trolls, I want you to hear it. Take it in from your head. I love your smile right now. Take it in from your head to your toes, feeling your energy level up, okay? So move your body. That's another, we're changing our state, everyone. We are lighting ourselves up. The oxytocin, the bonding, the connecting is happening as she's thinking of the song. It's
actually go there, right? Like, I've really got to go.
You got to go there. I want to see you go there. Go, girl. Like, this is all about, like, really connecting. Like, if you're watching this, it is so good. All the way.
I'm thinking too much, but it's in my head. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Now, here's the thing. You've done it now for 20 seconds. You're smiling. You're elevated. And so now what we're going to do is we're going to go to step three. And now that you have your power song, I want you to tune back into your power song. Here we go. We're still tuning in. But step three is where you actually are going to create a visualization, a mini movie in your mind that is actually the opposite of your challenge. I want you, Amy, to see, oh, you're on stage right now. And what color are you wearing right now? What color are you wearing on stage?
Purple.
Okay, I want you to intensify the purple. You are looking out and you are seeing your numbers, the podcast, everyone is like, oh my God, I can't. It's coming out today. I got to watch the next one. This is so exciting. I want to hear who she's bringing on. What is she going to talk about? You're getting endorsements and sponsorships, and it's beyond anything you ever expected. And emotionally, I want you to charge this image up, this video. You are the star of this movie, okay? And there's one thing I'm going to have you do. You've already intensified the color, neuroscience there. You've already had that emotion. This is the heart. You are tapping into your heart right now. But here's the thing. Serotonin is also being released. It's the happiness. You are envisioning yourself when it's already done. It is like washing over you. So again, the hormones are just releasing in every single part. It's so exciting. I want you, every good movie has a billboard, Times Square. I want you to open and close your eyes as if you are a camera taking a picture internally of that image. When I say click, it is going to anchor in as you open and close this entire feeling. Ready? Close your eyes. Tune into your song. And when I say click, open and close, taking a picture, click. 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 All right, which picture is better, one, two, or three?
Three.
Three is your billboard. You now have that image. It is emblazoned in your mind, okay? And now we're going to go to step four. And again, we've already had the D, the O, the S, the dopamine, the oxytocin, the serotonin. And now we're going to go to the last part of dose, endorphin. We all have had endorphins. When you go running, exercise, endorphins are released. What is it? It's when you just feel good. And so what I want you to think about, go back to your song. I want you to hear it again. I want you to tune in. And now you're going to do a micro action. We're back in the head. What is a micro action? The smallest action you could take to get to that mini movie right now. The smallest one, success like speed. Don't hold back. What is a micro action that you could take?
Well, we're recording a podcast right now. I guess, you know, there's that. So we're actually doing it. I'm showing up.
Okay.
So aside from the fact that I'm actually doing this right now.
What do you do after this show is done? That would be one more micro action towards that vision of like, this is the number one podcast in the whole world right now. You got everybody wanting to listen to that. What could you do? Again, it's got to be small because I'm getting you to the point where you're creating a tune-in habit. Habit starts. Yes.
I'm trying to think of something new I could do because I do a lot of...
Tune back in. I love this. Tune back into the song. Yeah. What could... Now, tune back in. Hear the song. Hear the other side. And all of a sudden, think, what could I do? What would be new that I haven't tried before? Keep that picture in your mind of everybody just like loving you up. You're in purple. It's intense. What would be a small micro action that would work for you?
Would it be play the song while I'm actually...
That is awesome. As you are doing something, as you are maybe looking at who's coming on over the next week or who do you really want, putting that out to the universe, right? Any small action. It could be sending a text to your VA saying, you know what? There's something here with this music. I want to go deeper there. Anything that allows for you to take one more step there, one more step closer. But here's what I want you to understand what's happening. Imagine if you tune in 3 times during the day. That would be 15 micro actions at the end of a work week. Imagine at the end of the month. Imagine where you'd be. So I have clients right now that are tuning in 15 to 20 times a day. Before every meeting, they're putting on their calendar 1 to 2 minutes to tune in. You could have perhaps 2 or 3 songs that are your go-to songs that you have along the way. Like before I came on today's podcast, I already had my song. And I'm like, I had my video, I had my picture. What do I want to accomplish? So the first is, how do I get the connection with your audience? That's my challenge. Step 2, my power song. My power song was like Higher Love, like just bring it on. Step 3 was this micro movie, seeing somebody out there embracing the tune in process saying, oh my God, I'm going to try this. It resonated with me. I got chills when I was listening to Amy go through it. Step 4, a micro action is when I hit the actual link to come into your show. So I have that song, but what if I'm going to write? What if I'm going to start to go on to a different stage? Or what if I was going to start writing my next book? I could have a song that would be specific for that. I'm going to do a launch. Mine is always Girl on Fire. Whenever I'm about to do a launch, that's the one I automatically go to. But now you're starting to see it doesn't have to take a lot of time, but you understand it's the daily dose. It's that getting those natural versus where we tune out. You know, a lot of times we tune out with alcohol, we tune out with food, we tune out with our negative thoughts, we tune out with drugs. This gives you the ability to tune in a natural way that actually doesn't get you. It's not like caffeine. It's not going to crash and burn you. But here's another thing I mentioned at the very beginning about the bottle of champagne. Mm-hmm. And what I want you to think about is once you've done this micro action, how are you going to celebrate? What's going to be your pop the champagne? Is it going to be giving yourself a high five, a hug? What is it going to be? You know, God love you if you can have a bottle of champagne once a week to say what a great week. But if you can't, figuratively, you can. Right? I mean, you can have that image of you celebrating because when you celebrate, guess what's happening? More of the daily dose, more of those incredible hormones are being released, giving you more of what you're going for, which is that vibration of success. So how do you feel right now?
I feel really peaceful. Mm-hmm. And I feel calm. And I feel happy in my heart. It's a very interesting feeling, and I love that process. I already apply getting in the frequency of gratitude or whatever it is and applying that in different ways in my life. And this feels like that, like giving you this neural trigger, if you will, or whatever you want to call it. Trigger has negative connotations, but a positive trigger, right? And that's like what it's about.
Are you ready to up-level your pleasure practice? I have in mind, and the main things that have helped me are the tools that I've found from Wands. Wands creates luxurious products that encourage us all to honor our body, celebrate our sexuality, and live in pleasure. With more pleasure all the time. One of my favorites, if you listen to this show, then you probably already know, is the cervix wand. Wands has trademarked their number one best-selling glass pleasure wand. It's for vaginal and anal de-armoring, and it's designed for cervical and G-spot stimulation. And let me tell you, it's incredible. It's helped thousands of women become more connected to their bodies and their pleasure, and supports them to heal pelvic pain through self-yoni massage and helps awaken more pleasure. Just recently, I've ordered the Venus Wand, another trademarked wand from Wands, and it's designed to activate and awaken the G-spot and more. Also, don't miss one of their new offerings, which are free bleed blankets that can be used as waterproof intimacy blankets. They have a beautiful selection now available. But take a look around at wands.com, that's W-A-A-N-D-S, because they have a huge selection of incredible items like yoni eggs, crystal pleasure wands in amethyst, black obsidian, anything that your heart desires, and so much more. Check them out at wands.com, that's W-A-A-N-D-S.com, and use my link in the show notes to get 10% off, or simply enter my code, Amy Edwards, at checkout. Again, that's W-A-A-N-D-S, wands.com. Y'all, I have started using higher dose products, and I am such a fan. You know, I don't put anything on this podcast that I am not 100% completely behind. And I have a special discount code for you for all higher dose products. I'm so excited. If you don't know, Higher Dose is a wellness company. They have wellness tech products, they have tools, they have supplements, and they have body care. They have so many things that are hot right now too, that are really biohacking and up-leveling our lives at home, which is really cool. They have an infrared sauna blanket. They have an infrared PEMF mat that I'm so excited to be sharing about soon. One of my favorites though is the red light face mask. It stimulates collagen, it activates glowing skin, reduces fine lines, regenerates cells, and it's soft. It's not like one of the hard plastic ones, so you can kind of move it around on your body, which I've been doing, and I am seeing amazing results. I am absolutely addicted to it. I use it every single night, and I'm using it in conjunction with one of their other products, the Glow Serum, and I'm very picky about what I put on my skin, and I am loving the Glow Serum. It's specially formulated to plump and hydrate and stimulate radiant skin, which that's the goal. They have a ton of other products too, magnesium ingestibles, magnesium body care, which has a healing oil and a serotonin soap that you can use in your bath, which I've been using too. It boosts your mood, enhances your skin, and deepens your detox, gets you calmed down. Anyway, I'm a fan, so I'm so excited to offer you 15% off using my code MAGIC15. Go to the show notes. You can click through on the link right there, or if you go to Higher Dose, just enter the code MAGIC15 and you'll get 15% off. Higher Dose has been featured in Goop, Glamour, Elle, Vogue, Bazaar, Allure, basically you name it. And there's a reason why. So go check it out. It's at higherdose.com and enter my code MAGIC15 for 15% off.
Did you know that according to a study, 87% of women who have hair extensions lie about having them? And almost two-thirds of women have done some kind of hair extension at some point. So if you do the math, it's a lot. This show is all about letting go of judgments. So if you don't want to tell, I'm not going to judge you. And if you want to know the best secret for hair extensions anywhere around, it's right here in Austin, Texas at The Collective ATX. They have the most natural, lightweight, comfortable hair on the market, and they specialize in no damage to your natural hair like traditional hair extension methods, which I've tried them all. And I didn't even know that your hair is automatically damaged if the extensions are placed anywhere below your ears. Crazy, right? My hair is actually growing in and getting healthier now too. Plus, they keep all their extensions in-house, meaning that you don't have to wait at all. Not to mention color. I'm so picky, I did it myself for years because no one can get it right until now. They were named a top 200 salon by Salon Today in 2023. They've changed my hair journey. Let them change yours. The Collective ATX. Link is in the show notes. Tell them I sent you.
What was it that made you not drink the champagne? Was it?
What was that? So we've all heard of be, do, have, right? That idea of be the person so that you can do the things you need to do so that you could have success. You could have the love of your life. You could have the money, the house, the whatever it is, fill in the blank. And I was living my life very much from the have perspective. I need to have this before I can do anything. And it was all wrong. It was all backwards. And it really hit me when I left Oracle and I was starting my first coaching business, like literally like 23 years ago. And I realized, you know what? Where has the last 10 years gone? You know, outside of my divorce and having my, you know, three kids, I'm like, where did the time go? And I think Tune In allows you to take a minute, gain clarity, have that moment where you have that reflection of, yeah, this isn't going so great for me. I got a challenge. But then it's allowing you, my jam is music. I love it. It lights me up. It always has. My mom passed a few years ago from a very horrible battle of colon cancer. And we would sing together in the car. And I often notice, like, when we were, and her favorite singer was Diana Ross. And so it was really fascinating. After I left Oracle and I started to launch companies, and I was raising upwards of $10 million for my company and going on the venture capital route and doing all this stuff, I noticed I was getting again into this cycle of do more, do more, do more. And I had to just back off, because when you're so busy doing, you forget about living, about being present. And often I'll say, you know, when's the pause? When is the pause? And so I didn't pop the champagne because I always felt like it wasn't good enough. And I wasn't good enough. And there had to be more. And I mentioned this earlier, that there is a process to take your limiting beliefs through so that they actually break apart and your empowering beliefs come in. I call them bugs. Your belief underground, surfacing your bugs. We all got them. Don't worry. You got them too. You may be like, yuck.
Oh, I do.
Yeah, we do. We all have them. And my biggest bug was that it wasn't good enough. I wasn't good enough. I needed to do more, 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 to the point of literally making myself sick. And so that's when I'm like, wait a second. And I started to change my perspective and my attitude. And you know, my closest friends and people who work with me realize that I pop the champagne like all the time, and I do it literally and figuratively. I mean, I'm the biggest celebrate everything, because I've learned what happens. And the more you do figuratively pop the champagne and you express that, hey, good job. It's that going from, I'm really not so happy with where I am, or maybe I like where I am, it shoots you up to the love. Like all of a sudden, it's like, yeah, because it wants to, your brain is wired to give you more of that, more of those good things. It's just like, you know, when you hear people say, you know, that whole concept of don't hit the pole, don't hit the pole. And what happens? You hit the pole, right? Same thing happens when you're like, oh, I just did this. I just sent an email that I'm really proud of, that is really great. You know, good job, Hillary. And I high five. I actually do a little dance, and you'll see me on most of my like Instagram stories. There's most likely there's going to be me dancing, and it's not to keep up with, you know, the TikTok craze and all these other dancing. I actually have done this forever. But what I want everybody to think about is, what is your way that you can celebrate? What is it? It doesn't have to, and here's the best part. You don't have to actually do it. Like you don't have to see me dancing right now, but in my mind I'm dancing. And your subconscious doesn't know the difference between reality and what I'm thinking. So I got some serious dance moves going right now.
love that. And it's so true. I've heard that so many times. Our brain doesn't know the difference. And so if we can just implement a celebration in your head, that's so...
Celebrate, because that is where the reticular activation system, your RAS, is going to, wow, she liked that. I'm going to give her more of that. I mean, as soon as I learned all this, I'm like, okay, I'm going to celebrate as much as possible. I celebrate everything. Like, I'm even celebrating right now the fact that I just got to go through the four steps of tune in. I'm like, I'm happy. I'm wired. I'm like, my energy level, I can feel myself. And I think we all can. You have like these roller coasters, right? You're up, you're down. But what tune in does is on the fly, anytime, anywhere, any place, you can tune in. So whether it's you're going to the bathroom and you're about to get on another call and you're like, I just need a quick 60-second break, that gives you enough time to tune in, gain clarity on what you're about to go do, put a song to it, see the visual of what you want to have happen. And then the micro action step is if you can do one thing as you're going on to this call, this video, this Zoom, this show, what would it be? And let me tell you, when you do this more and more, and I've had people where, you know, I've been on shows and I always say, okay, so your last, you know, action step you're going to do. Now, I want you to DM me when it's done. And what do you think that is? That's so I can celebrate you. That's so I can be your biggest fan. And when you do that, it, you know, there's this sense of, haha, I want to do more. And it happens. And you do more around not even working to do more. You just end up being that person who uses the tune in tool and you use it all the time. I can literally see my clients on Zoom calls or when I see them on stage where all of a sudden they're about to go on and I see them just tune in. And you can see, like, if you could read auras, you'd be like, holy, whatever she's doing, I want that. I mean, it was like so good.
Yeah. And I like, you know, this celebration habit, because when you just went through that with me and you said, what's the action you can take? My mind started spinning, like, well, I guess I could email this person or do that. But those were like happy tapped in things. And so I thought, what is a happy tapped in thing? That's why I chose, oh, I could, you know, play the song while I'm doing something, or, you know, tap into that emotion and make that an action habit. And that's what you're talking about too, because I think sometimes then we revert back if you don't necessarily make us feel happy. And so how can we make that more of the process, I guess?
And Amy, I want to say something, that there are things that you're going to have to do in business, right? I mean, there are things around lead generation and marketing and profit margin increase and decrease and what you're working on to really help your revenue, marketing, you know, all these different things. Some of these tasks you really don't like. And if you approach them at a low vibrational energy, let's say you're not really crazy about going live on Instagram, okay? And you're like, but I just got to do it. And you kind of take that attitude. You put that out there. It has a energetic vibration attached to it. So instead, tuning in that this again is clarity. This is again what I'm trying to go for. This is again my micro step. And here's how I'm going to do it with my power song. It's a different vibration. It will attract your ideal clients. When you go on and you're like, okay, I'm supposed to do this today, let me just get this done, it also attracts what you don't ultimately want because it's lower vibration. And so I say this all the time, stop looking for like-minded people and start looking for like energy people, because they're the ones who are going to light you up. They're the ones who are going to keep you in that 3HQ, head, heart, highest self, that highest self zone energetically. But if you hang around with the toxic people, the people that are always, you know, oh, well, it's always, you know, I had one guy who worked for me for a very short amount of time who was always like, you know, well, let me be the devil, you know, play devil's advocate with you. And I'm like, okay, that's fine. And it's good to always be thinking like the challenge. Mm-hmm. But what if this is where you're coming from, What are you saying could be the alternative? Instead of, let me just tell you all the negatives. Okay, great. I hear the negatives, but how are we going to fix that? That's where that positive swing comes in. That's where step three, creating that mini movie. That's like, well, what do you really want? And so it takes the whole concept of we're wired for negativity. And it says, it's the, yeah, but, and now we're going into, yeah, but I have the option to change this. Mm-hmm. It's a choice. And now that I've heard, tune in, now that I understand about the daily dose, now that I understand about dopamine and oxytocin, serotonin, endorphins, and I can directly impact them, tune in becomes like a totally different animal. This is like, all of a sudden, it's like, this isn't just another process. There's so much science behind it. That's what we're going for. And then, you know, again, music, arts, scientific evidence that there is such a change in the vibration under actual scans that happens. So when you put those with goals in your business, that's like sparks to ignite things that you've never been able to. And you get better and better and better at doing this. And I love this because people are like, you know, well, do I need to, you know, is this like a certification type of thing? I'm like, how about this? I certify you and it takes 2 minutes. So now you're off and running. Like, to get really good at it, just start using it today. Tune in a couple times. See what happens.
That was my next thing I was going to say to you was like, I like that, you know, you don't have to do it all the time. Like, because even now I can tell that it's a habit and a muscle that I'm going to like build, you know, I've got to do the reps. Yeah.
That's what's going to happen to me. And there's a mutual woman that we both know who initially heard this and she's like, oh God, yeah, totally makes sense. And she ran into a business problem and had not continued to do it and decided, you know, I remember what Hillary said. And this is one of those that I try to keep it so simple that there's no wrong way of doing it if you follow kind of the 4 steps. And she called me up the next day and she said, I don't know what is infused in this thing, but oh my gosh, let me tell you what just happened to me. I've tuned in 3 times and it's already made a huge impact. It's already helped me. I'll give you an example. There was an event and she was not able to fill it. And she was really low in terms of her numbers. And it was almost getting to the B that she was so negatively thinking about it because it was embarrassment. And she had spent a lot of time on it and she had the people that she was paying and she's like, oh my God, I'm going to lose money again, all these different things. She remembered tune in and she's like, you know what? I'm going to tune in to having a X amount, I think she said, you know, I can't remember exactly what she said, but this amount of people I want. And she then thought about it. She did the song. She had it. So she did it 3 more times by the time the next day. I think she did it 2 more times that day and once before she called me and she's like, oh my God, Hillary. I don't know what happened, but there's now all these people and I'm excited about it. And it's just one of like 1,000 stories that I have. It's built on science. It's built on neuroscience. It's built on how our brains work for us if we're willing to allow them to. It's an understanding that once you learn what I just went through, even with the daily dose, you can't unlearn it. But if it's still like, well, what'd she say? There's go back, first off, re-listen. But there's also a great tuneinpowertool.com that I put down every one of the steps. I describe it. And then you can just have it in front of you. Once you get it, once you just are like, boom, it comes to you. As I said, it's at least 60 seconds because I can't. First off, you don't want to play that song in your head for less than 20 seconds. Like you just don't. I always say if people are like, well, wait, it's 2 minutes to get to the chorus. I say, jump to the chorus. Like, you know, whatever is going to be that part where you're like, yeah. I mean, Saturday. And it was the new version of Rocky. That, you know, right. And she said, oh my God, I just went straight for the eye of the tiger. And she's like, oh my God, I wanted to get up and I wanted to start fist pumping. I'm like, do it. Get up there.
Yes. Well, and what was I was going to point something out about that. I wanted to know how long it was. So I'm glad you addressed that, because it doesn't have to take a ton of time and we can build up that habit. So I think that, I know what I was going to say. I love approaching things as an experiment. So I was just going to say, if anybody's listening and thinks like, no, I'm too down about whatever this is, like, just consider it an experiment and you can just do it 3 times a day. Like, if you just did that,
but
who knows?
Listen to what you just said. This is so great for those that are feeling really down on themselves, are feeling really stuck. That's the challenge. That's the first part. Step one, you know what? I'm really stuck. I am really stuck. That's my challenge. I can't even begin to think past the fact that I'm stuck. Then, okay, that's cool. What's your power song? Give me one song. And then, all right, what would stuck, unstuck look like for you? Right? What would that look like? And if people are like, I still can't go there. Okay, when in your life haven't you been stuck? Okay, and then what is one step as you're listening to the song? Well, I love Tony Robbins also said, if you are moving even very little forward, you cannot be stuck. So this process in just doing the 4 steps has already made you not stuck.
100%. Right.
So there you have it. So pop the champagne and congratulate yourself for no longer being stuck.
Do you find things to just celebrate all the time? Are you in such a like hardcore celebration habit? This just like, because you just said I'm celebrating hitting, record or like tuning into this call.
I have found, given that I've had some really, really significant relaunches that left me on the bed, not even able to move my head, not even able to get up, thinking, you know what, this is just as bad as it gets. And from there, people say, well, you're just like, you're an optimist, all the way through. No, I'm a tune-in specialist. That's what I do. I have learned to tune in so that I don't care what is going on in my world right now. I can show up on this call and I can tune in to being present for a very short amount of time. And then guess what? I can go back to my life, my relaunches that are happening, but then I have a choice. Well, I got to get this done today. I got to make this happen. Well, yeah, I got all this other stuff and it's horrible. And, I don't know if I'm going to be able to survive. Yes, I can. I can tune in and again, just focus for that small amount of time. That's it. And then go on with your life. Allow yourself to be human. Allow yourself, because the relaunch is, as I said, there's a reason, I named it the Relaunch Co. Because another relaunch could be like the second I'm done with this show, I could end up picking up the phone and another relaunch could be happening. You don't know. That's life. But I do know that I have a tool that I can use, tune in, to help me get through whatever I need to get through for at least that short amount of time.
Yeah.
That's what I know.
Yeah. And I also want to point out to anybody that just watched me do that, I cried when you said, what's the problem? I care so much, I cried. And then when you said, imagine, this billboard, the whole thing, I cried then too. It was like, we really have to, I think it's important to tap into those deeper places, whether
head, heart, highest self. And it's not that you're always going to be in the highest self.
You're
not going to be there. There's going to be times where you're just in your head. But the good news is that you can tap into that heart. You can tap into that. All right. Hillary said she hated her life. She hated herself. And she was able to go from hate to like. Yeah. Let's try that. Right? Let's start there. And once you do this and you start to see what can happen and you have evidence. It's like, oh, hold on. And I'm ask everyone this. A lot of times when things happen, we then turn around and say, was that because of that? Assume it just is, because then all you're doing is further building up that energy source, that vibrational capacity that you can tap into. Whereas, you know, we often sit there and be like, well, was that a sign? Was that my intuition? Like, stop doubting and start saying, okay, yeah, it was. Wow, this just happened. Okay, I'm going to do a little dance. I'm going to, you know, put my fist up and give myself a high five, whatever it is to celebrate, because you're putting yourself onto the right path. And that's
yeah.
where, that's I thought, where we're going to go.
Yeah, why not believe those things? I had somebody the other day, I was talking about how my phone, like, I literally was thinking about a meme I'd seen a year ago, and I was doing something in my house, and I thought, gosh, I wish I had that meme to show somebody. And literally open Instagram, it's like pops up third on my feed. And I'm like, whoa. So I tell her, I'm like, how does my phone know? And she says, maybe it's not your phone knowing. Maybe you're a master manifester. And I was like, well, I haven't really entertained that thought. And I was like, maybe I am. And so I just like this idea of believe something new. Like, you know, like instead of doubting why did this happen or figuring it out, like, or and thinking maybe it's my intuition, but nah, you know, like
very head based when we try to overanalyze everything instead of just saying thank you. Wow, that's awesome. Pop the champagne. That was good.
Yes. And you know, I also love what you said about having those moments where like the person that was with Tony Robbins you were talking about, like her having a moment and tapping back into this process. It's not about not having those things happen because we're human. It's about how quickly, I always just deeply believe this, it's about how quickly do we bounce back into the good habits? How quickly can we remember this, come back into it, and relaunch that, right? And relaunch the good.
Exactly. And as people are listening right now and they're thinking about their own life, their own challenges, it goes back to, there we have it again, right? It's the relaunch. And relaunches are like roller coasters, up and down, up and down, up and down. And have you ever thought about when things are just going so great and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, I knew it couldn't keep going. Well, even by saying that, instead, I'd rather you be like, okay, that just happened. I'm going to tune in right now. And I'm going to tune into what I really want, tune into what I really want, tune into what I really want. I mean, this is where we need to be going. And again, as you know, people are like, wow, Hillary, this is so woo. And first off, I love to say, who knew woo could be so good for you, right? Why doubt it, embrace it, and see what it can do for you. And then I say, and actually, it's not woo, it's scientific. It's with all the studies you can imagine. It's neuroscience. We just haven't heard it yet to the point where we're listening to it. And so as you hear this, be open, as you said, which was so, so brilliant. It's like, if you're not happy where you are, or if you want to see success and you want an energetic level of success that is like mind bending for you, then try tuning in. Try it once a day. Then you'll be like me and you're like, why would I do this every time before I'm going on any meeting, doing anything? I literally tune in. Like you can see me. I'm a co-host on a morning show and it's out of New York and it's called Wake Up with Marcy and Hillary. And in between the people that we have come on to the show, you will see me and some of the behind the scenes where I'm tuning, you can tell I'm tuning in. I'm dancing. I'm like, I'm, you know, people are like, haha, that's funny. No, I'm doing what I like live by. Like I have never in my 23 years of being a peak performance coach, a neuro performance coach, I have never seen such proof of a habit that works. it works, it works, it works. It's like, it lights me up. My DMs are blazing. Like everything is on, like just high, like everyone is sending me these, you know, oh, look at what happened to me and this is happening. And Hillary, I'm going to give you one more example because it was so awesome. A woman was in the C-suite and she got fired. And she called me up, you know, literally crying and said, you know, oh my God, and the market is awful right now. I'm never going to find a job at this level. You know, there's only a few, everyone's telling me, you know, take something else, do something different for right now. You can always get back into it. And we went through the tune-in process and we got super clear. I mean, you talk about that mini movie, whew, it was like a full feature. Like we were there. Even at the point where we're like, what she wanted to hear, what she wanted to make, what she was, you know, expectations of people around her and her peers and all this great stuff. Not even 6 weeks later, she gets the absolute incredible job. She is performing lights out. I mean, it is so incredible. And so she's now tuning in for, okay, if it worked there in such a big one, I'm tuning in for everything. The thing is, why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you, as we talked earlier, try it? Try it. You know, again, there's not a lot of coaches out there that have been doing it as long as I have. Right. And I've seen the things that don't work and I've tried them. And this one is the most powerful, the most powerful. And I've been studying neuroscience now for over 10 years. And it's incredible. It's just an incredible process. And it elevates you for that lifestyle of success, whatever you're looking for. And as you said, you know, it's this, your lifestyle, your dream is around this podcast. It's around the success of impacting more and more and more people worldwide. So I would sit here and say, as your coach, okay, let's first and foremost, let's tune in to having you be in the top 20 of, you know, your category. Let's do that. Let's tune into that. What's the power song associated with that? What does it look like? What are you wearing? I mean, come on. So good.
So good. How would you rate how you feel in your life, you know, on a happiness scale now, you know, versus maybe when you were putting off drinking that champagne?
Wow. So you know, it's funny, hindsight, you can really see. And I read something this morning that said, wealth is peace of mind. Mm. And as I read it, I thought, wow, when I was, you know, closing the deals and making the money. And I was on that show, Secret Millionaire, at that time. And they were highlighting, oh, you know, when did you make your first million? And you're like, oh, you know, and it seems so trivial, but you were helping these people uncover. Like I was able to show people that were really making a difference. And I came out of that show and I remember thinking, you know what? I need to celebrate more. I'm in such a interesting position that the outside isn't a reflection of the inside. And changing that the way I have now, you meet me in any of my life phases, whether I'm in my mom mode or my wife mode or, you know, family mode, business mode, I'm Hillary. And I'm really, really comfortable in my own skin. And that's because I literally have taken these approaches of 3HQ and said, I'm not trying to be what is perceived to be the Wonder Woman of the world, but I am the woman of wonder for myself because I'm constantly evolving. I'm constantly looking for that highest self, that place where I can sit here and say, I'm really proud of me.
I mean, that's where it's at. That's the goal. That's success. That's peace. Yes. So, I mean, it's proof. So why wouldn't we all try this, you know? But as we were even saying that and talking about mine, and I'm listening to you and stuff, I still had those old programmed negative thoughts creeping. Maybe you're not, like Amy, maybe you're not good enough at this. You know, like just those little insidious things that we've still got to break, those bugs, you know? And it's so funny, like, just to recognize them, even just as they start in, just a tiny bit, right?
Wow. So can I tell? Okay, so I have to share something. And
yeah,
we weren't even going to go there. And it's not going to be available for about a month. So end of March. I get this more and more often. Like, Hillary, I want to be able to tune in. I want to be focused on what I need to focus on this week. On, I call them your rocket goals, the goals that you're really going for. And I have a very different approach as you do. As you'd expect with tuning into your goals and really manifesting them. But I finally am doing this. And it's called the G-Zone. It's a membership group. And again, it hasn't launched yet. It's launching in a month. But it is going to be around really elevating yourself with TuneIn on a weekly and a daily basis so that you've got these goals that we place at the beginning of the year, at the beginning of the quarter, at the beginning of the month, at the beginning of the week. You know, you have these things. Some of us don't, and we just are winging it. And I got to say, this is where we have to tune in even more if you're a wing it type of girl or boy. And the G zone is going to be all around that G zone, your great zone, your gratitude zone, your growth zone, and this idea of your goal zone. And it's tuning in for everything. And it's life. It's not just business. Because too many people are like, you know, this is the year of my business, you know, 4Xing, 5Xing, whatever it is. And then I'll say, well, you know, if your business you want to have grow like that, how are you growing? Because literally, when you grow, your business will grow. It is a direct reflection. So this new group, and it's going to be like, I think it's priced so reasonable. I want everybody to do it, whether you are starting out your business or whether you are a 7-figure, 8-figure, I don't care, 9-figure, 10-figure, IPOing, it doesn't matter. It's when you get to be a true habit of tuning in, when you get to be that person that you're tuning in, you just tune in, you will see your life completely change in every area. And, you know, again, it's not just, and there's a great story, and we don't have time to go into it. You're going to hear it in a couple weeks because I'm going to share it of where it all came from.
So there, Hillary is gone. I'm just going to finish this up. Thank you to Hillary. Maybe she's able to come back. I'm just so grateful that you were here. And how can we tune into this? I feel like I had so many recording challenges today. Zoom just literally didn't want to work for me. And I feel like it's just like saying, like, how much do you want this? Are you willing to tune in? Are you willing to do what it takes all the time? And are we willing to live in those spaces where we really, really care? So I think that is so incredibly beautiful. And I'm going to share how you can find Hillary. You can go to the Relaunch Co. or Hillary DeCesar anywhere. And I will have all those links in the show notes too, including her podcast, including her morning show, everything. So yeah, tune into those. I am so grateful for this experience. So thank you so much to our guest, Hillary. And I apologize for just the technical issues that we experienced today. But sometimes those are going to happen. So you just keep going. And I feel like this really affected me. I feel a little emotional after doing that work. And I'm a little surprised by that. I think it's just because I care so much about this, right? And then, you know, worry about recording, worry about is everything flowing, you know? And those are just going to happen. And we're going to have emotional times. And it's about how can we live in this moment and keep tuning in. That is so incredibly beautiful. So if you want to catch Hillary live, please do use code AMY, A-M-Y, all caps. It is at Own Your Worth Experience. I will put the link in the show notes. You can get a free virtual ticket. She's going to be on Saturday morning, March 9th at the Own Your Worth Experience. I say 11 a.m. That is 11 a.m. Pacific time, I do believe. So it will be kind of early? No, a little bit later if you're Central Time like myself. So I will be sharing more on that too, but you can get your virtual ticket for free and I would love it if you did. Its code is AMY and all caps. And so thank you so much for being here. I'm just like crossing my fingers right now. We had Zoom drop out on us three times during this. So I'm just feeling like, you know, this is supposed to go out. This is part of it. And I'm so grateful for all of it. And I'm gonna actually practice this particular thing that she just walked me through. And I'm gonna give you the results. I'm gonna let you know how it goes. So stay tuned for that. Of course, you can follow me anywhere. Please rate, review, subscribe to the show, share it with a friend. It really, really matters. Like, this would be a really fun thing to keep accountability on, I think. And just like I am with you, I'm gonna keep accountability on it. So anyway, I'm really excited and I'm just grateful. And Hillary's a badass. What an inspiring person. And those are the goals, right? Those are the goals. I love you so much. Thank you so much for being here. Till next time.
This has been the Amy Edwards Show from Overcome Studios. Remember to rate, review, and subscribe. And thank you so much for being here. Sign up for our newsletter at amyedwards.com.